This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're live, accessing unlimited potential with Kathy Vigneault Davis. Get ready for today's exploration in power and profundity because she is here and you don't want to miss a word of it. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you. You did very well with the vigneault, Nicole.
No, yes. Working on it. Yay.
Yes. I'm delighted, excited. Obviously, always more to share. And I want to focus today on stepping out of the illusion. So I will just go on ahead. An introduction. I've been working in the educational field the major portion of my life. I did my original undergraduate work at Southern Connecticut State College. Gives you some time there. And I earned my master's degree from California State University, Fullerton. So although I retired from public school education, I presently and have continued to teach, to write, to speak, and practicing energy medicine and shamanic healing for the past 14 years. The foundation of it is Yasui Reiki, but there are many layers that I have added upon that support my work. Along with the Reiki healing, I integrate many shamanic practices. I also teach EFT and tapping, energy medicine techniques to support my students and clients, and I also integrate knowledge from a variety of related fields, and we're talking everything from nutrition to quantum physics to meditation to breath work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This year, I have begun to study the use of high-level CBD tinctures and salves, and it is something I'm using, and I am presently finally open to offering it to for sale via me. I do DNA reactivations. I hold past life regressions. I give Munakai rites that are from Peru and surrounding countries in South America. I assist lost spirits in crossing, and I channel a variety of spiritual entities. So along with that, in my teaching, I teach all aspects of Reiki and adding energy medicine to that. For the past 15 years, I'm living in Central New Hampshire, where both my husband and I heal from some really horrific effects of misdiagnosis and awful pharmaceutical drugs. Thus, the focus now on CBD, which I'm realizing is extremely powerful. So we live in a drug-free, chemical-free life here now, out in the country, and it has been a blessing and a healing for me. Now, I already used my Palo Santo and I opened sacred space very briefly. But today, I want to step a bit further when I recite the prayer to all of you in this creating of sacred space, because I want to explain what I'm doing. And then I want to link this particular prayer to what is going on in our world at this very moment. Now, this is how shamans always begin their healing. in this space that they create, we leave behind ordinary life. For us, it's quite a chaotic world. And we prepare to meet the divine. We enter into our quiet inner world where healing takes place, where our burdens become lighter, and where we can be touched by the hand of spirit. Thus, we create this wonderful vessel called sacred space. Now, this sphere is pure and it's holy and we're protected. So it's safe to lower our defenses and open to the divine. And when I utilize this, and I utilize it in all my classes, but also with every client I see it as a protected channel. So I don't worry about any dark or heavy energies coming in. I am channeling in pure light. So in this sacred space, we're calling upon powerful, benevolent beings in the spirit world and asking them to come and assist. And I want to remind everybody that all my listeners, all of you have this ability. It just hasn't been uncovered yet. In Munakai, which I gift, the shamans call in as powerful medicine people from the spirit world. Today, though, as we awaken, I want you to realize that we are them. As Alberto Villaldo spoke of it within the writings of Munakai, which means love, by the way, we are who we've been waiting for. Each one of us is that powerful medicine man or woman. And so as I speak the prayer today, I want to discuss the significance of the words that I've been saying and what I've been calling in and how it relates to us today. So I did use my Palo Santo. You can use sage. I've already preceded that because I knew I'd be sitting and focusing. So the prayer for creating sacred space, and this could be found if you look up Four Winds Society and or Albert Villaldo, the prayer is written there. To the winds of the south, great serpent, Sachamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Teach us the beauty way. Now, the South represents the physical world and our connection to earth, and along with Great Serpent, it's connected to our root chakra. And it is about survival in this physical world. And we ask to teach, to be taught, to shed that past so that we can expand and live in the now. Because whenever we're back there, we're not in the moment. And this shedding of the skin represents a rebirth and a renewal, which is happening now. It's the power of healing and being in union and creation. And we're being called upon to respect and care for the earth. And we ask, teach us how to see the beauty, the divine in all things. How to rise above all and see from a different perspective the beauty. So as we look at things, situations, people, circumstances, it's a calling and a request to change our perception to see the beauty in it, which is the divinity. And this also speaks of that kundalini energy, which starts at our root chakra that is obviously rooted to Mother Earth, moving up around our planetude, assisting us in healing. And we're reminded of that symbol that has been distorted in some places. But the symbol in medicine does show the serpent entwined around the staff. So now let's move to the winds of the west. Mother Jaguar of Rongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us the way of peace to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond death. With Jaguar, Jaguar represents the mind, the thoughts, the ideas, along with our beliefs and our emotions. Jaguar also speaks of the feline instincts, and Jaguar is connected to our second chakra, where our emotional center lies. And we're calling out and asking to look beyond the physical from the winds of the south from Mother Serpent and get a higher perspective. Jaguar shows and guides us to what needs to die within. It speaks of sudden transformation. So when we think about Jaguar on a hunt, that is swift. That's immediate. That is a sudden transformation. And we're asking for always changing so that we could renew ourselves. And as we look at many things in our world today, we see that they're dying and collapsing, and so many are afraid. But the reality is, and we're shown here by Jaguar, we need to be move beyond this fear of death, of what was, and leap like Jaguar into who we are becoming, bringing balance from chaos. Now I move to the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, ancient ones. Come and warm your hands by our fires. Whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and you who will come after us, our children's children. This is the perceptual level and the soul level, and this is linked to the third eye, our relationship to all. And hummingbird is unique because hummingbird is giving us the courage to embark upon an epic journey. For those who don't realize it, a hummingbird can fly 500 miles in 18 to 22 hours nonstop. So my hummingbirds that are around here can fly to Florida in 18 to 22 hours. So we are embarking on a sacred journey now, and this is definitely an epic journey back to source. We can visualize this with that third eye from our perceptual state and literally begin to visualize what we want to create. And I spoke of that last broadcast. And as we visualize and call things forth in this manifestation, we need to remember to seek to drink only of the nectar of life. And we call upon ancestors to help guide us. It's vital for us to ask for help from our angels, archangels, guides, all those that we pray to or call in, because we need to know that we don't have to do this alone, and we can't do this alone. Now to the winds of the east, great eagle, woven, and condor, Apuchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we only dare to dream of. Teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. So this is the fourth level, and it's the spiritual perception. And we are calling upon eagle and condor to bring us vision, to bring us clarity, and to bring us foresight. For they can see the entire picture and yet focus on a tiny piece of the picture whenever they choose. And this is a connection to the heart and to the fourth chakra. to see through the eyes of the heart, to see through love. And it is also a call to disconnect from those small, unimportant things. And I definitely need this reminder, trust me, to reach out to spirit now and perceive the oneness of all that is. That's that big, big picture from that mountaintop. Also, we can stand time and we can change things before they even exist. We can dream a new world into being. And that is precisely what our task is now, imagining. This is how we create. And we create it by flying wing to wing with the Great Spirit. Then we move to Mother Earth, Pachamama. We've gathered for the healing of all your children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged, the two-legged, the creepy crawlers, the finned, the furred, and the winged ones, all our relations. And I want to remind you all today that gathering in this time is not linear. It is actually infinity. Think of the number 8, the figure 8, and I'll be speaking of that shortly, of the Lion's Gate, 8-8. Now is our time to step forth and become stewards of Mother Earth. Those microbes that we've been fearing are no different than the jaguar. Either can cause death when we are out of balance with this physical earth. All illness comes from imbalance. I've spoken of that. When I allow Reiki energy to flow through me, this is the universal life force energy. This energy comes through to assist our body into coming back into balance. And we're reminded here that all, including the rocks, are sentient beings to be treated with respect, to be cared for, to be honored. And I want to let you know, I don't know if you're aware of, but all of the minerals that are in our rocks and the soil in the earth are exactly the same minerals that are in our bodies. And the amount of water on the planet Earth is the same percentage of the amount of water, the percentage of water that is in our body. We need to develop a right relationship with our mother because she is a reflection of us. We are all one. And then we move to Father, Son, Grandmother, Moon, to the Star Nations, and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names, and you who are the unnameable one. Thank you for bringing us together and allowing us to sing the song of life today. And we're reminded here, first of all, it's vital that we give gratitude. I've spoken of that before. And that we acknowledge and honor all those forces that are beyond us. We are not alone. This is another demonstration of the oneness. It doesn't end when we leave the surface of the earth. We are connected, interconnected to the star nations, to the sun, to the moon, and to Creator. And it's important for us to realize that. So I call upon Great Spirit today to illuminate this space with all of my listeners who, whenever they shall come forth and listen to this message, and guide each and every one of us, show us the truth, bring us into the light, bring us to love. And I always, in this prayer, I come forth to myself and I say, to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to become a homo luminous being. And I want to laugh here now. Little did I realize that 14 years, I'd say maybe 12 or 13 years of repeating that on a daily almost basis, that we are coming to that place. So this is our journey now. We can look at this prayer and we can see all that it has to teach, and we could be guided in our journey today. So I speak about stepping out of the illusion. And I know that this occurs as we embrace the spiritual realm. I had to come to realize that Munakai and all the other teachings I embrace that have assisted me on this road to awakening, they helped me step out of the illusion I was living in. They helped me step out of the 3D world. They gave me a spiritual connection to the universe that opened me up to awakening. So as I worked with and in the spiritual realm, it changed everything for me. It gave me a new perspective in which to view the world. And although some of the awakening only happened 6 months ago, so much of it preceded this big event that we're in the midst of now. And I want to share with you all that each of us has the right and the power to access those in the spiritual realm. Now, religions and even indigenous people throughout the world always look to someone else to be the intermediary. Do it for us. Open the space for us. We don't need that anymore. This is how we break away from the illusion that we were small and powerless. Each one of us holds this power. Each one of us holds this ability to connect to this spiritual realm. And unfortunately, much of humanity doesn't yet realize how powerful they truly are. And the only difference possibly between me and others is that I have a little more experience, and I actually know and believe that I have the power. Thus, my power works because I believe in it. That's all it takes. That is what this is, awakening is about. Stepping into our divinity, into our power, into our oneness. And excuse me, I'm having some throat issues today. So when we choose to come into this world, when we chose to come into this world of experimentation, of duality, we literally gave away our power. And however, we were imbued with free will. That never was taken away, but our powers got taken away. And I do want to say it wasn't all our fault. We came in to this experiment choosing duality to expand the universe. But along with this, some very powerful other dark planetary beings did come down thousands of years ago and deactivated 10 of our 12 strands of DNA. The amazing thing is, a lot of medicine says, oh, those 10 strands are junk. That's how veiled the truth is. How things are so hidden from us. So once those 10 strands out of 12 were deactivated, we just had 2 strands. It was so much easier to control us, and we became totally enslaved. We lost so many things. Most especially, we lost our connection to our spiritual realm. Now in modern times, been part of our humanity awakening, we discovered some years ago that those 10 strands can be reactivated. I learned how to do this about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. This is some of the work I do. And I noted that after I reactivated my own strands, that my connection to the spiritual realm and my higher self opened. And so many more abilities and knowing came forth in a very short time. And I note that with my clients. Those and most of my regular clients have all had their strands reattached. And I want to tell you what I see because this is my marker and this is my learning. When I work with someone, I check all of their chakras, whether they're closed, whether they're blocked, or whether they're opened, and to the extent that they're opened. And what I discovered as I did these DNA reactivations is that chakras that were closed, when the reactivations were complete, the chakras never, ever closed down again. That connection to our source, that connection to our universal life force energy no longer gets shut down because we're not disconnected. That's powerful. I was shown this. Now, I'm not going to say they never close a bit. They might get blocked, but they never totally shut down again, not after the reactivations are complete. So lots has helped me open up, and that was another thing that helped me awaken. There's many ways that you can find for yourself to begin this awakening process, and I want to assure you right now that you are already getting a great deal of assistance from higher realms. And I want you to note that a lot of that, and excuse me, I'm having some difficulty here, a lot of that changed because we stepped out of that eon of time and walked into this new age of Aquarius. We have opened to so much. And just with that change, our abilities have and are being enhanced as we speak. The other night I was sitting on the porch with a friend, and she just suddenly blurted out and said, you know, the more honest I am with myself, the more I feel a sense of, I don't know, peace. And I get this sense of, it's okay. It's okay. I had to laugh at her little burst there with her sharing. And I thought about that. When we're most honest with ourselves, we're connecting. We're tapping into our higher self. We're moving out of the ego from this time that we left, and we're going within, reaching to source. And we're at peace because we're being more authentic. We're being more real. We're becoming more aligned with what our true spirit is. We're accessing our inner guidance that leads us to a knowing. And as we do this, we also raise our vibrational frequency. And all of it helps bring us peace. And I want to say here, this physical manifestation that we chose to come into, our physical beings, if we look at our higher self as a sphere, the physical beings that we are right now are only a tiny, 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 tiny sliver of all that we truly are. And our true spirit is enlightened, and it is a sphere. It is all-knowing, and it is complete, and is what we have access to. That's what lies within us, and that is what is divine. And so over and over I say meditation, because that's the way to access your higher self. That's the way to begin your healing, by going within. This is where you can find your peace. We can't and won't find it outside of ourselves. People are still trying. And I spoke about that a few months ago. That's what went wrong. We were so controlled. We gave our power away, and we looked out there to to tell us what to think, what to do, what to believe. It became our lifestyle. It became all that we knew, so that from birth, that's what happens to our children. We must go within, and we are divine. That is where we access that divinity and all of the abilities and the latent gifts that we all have. We've left that 25,800-year era of duality. It's over, and now we're coming into a new world, Nova Gaia, new Earth. There is much healing, obviously, that still needs to be done, so much heaviness that is still being released. That's what we're still seeking, but it's important not to focus on that. Each one of you are capable, with the help of so much positive energy that is coming into our Earth right now. It's being transmitted from the spiritual realm, and also light workers, that's our job here on Earth. It's time to awaken. It's time to heal. It's time to come to love. But you must remember that love does not come. Love of anyone else doesn't come unless we first love ourselves. That's where we must start. So we find ourselves here in the age of Aquarius. This month of August is not an easy one. It definitely heated up in more ways than one. And we began this month with a full moon on August 3rd, and then we quickly moved to 8-8, the Lion's Gate. Now, we refer to it as a portal, but it's actually us moving into a special alignment with the star Sirius, much brighter than our sun. And it actually began in late July, and it lasted through August 12th. The peak of the energy did come in on August 8th. And I spoke of that 8 as being infinity. Now, this is a yearly occurrence. It brings in intense energy, but I know that it's different because of the age, the era that we have now stepped into. So this surge of light awakens our DNA. It activates the human energy field. It transmits high vibrational frequencies and codes of awakening. That's what we all just received. But I do want you to know that just because we're past the 12th, it's not over. It will take time. It still takes time to integrate it in our being. So as we look at the number 8, we see infinity, which brings balance and equalization. And this powerful 8-8 brings so much balance in so many areas of our life. This energy surge is assisting us to awaken further to our divinity and guide us toward greater manifestation. Wait till you figure out what you can create. And we will continue to integrate them over these coming months. Now, although it's an amazingly powerful time, that intense surge of energy can affect our bodies physically and emotionally. And I'm going to share that on the 11th and 12th, I went through a very, very difficult time. I found myself crying on and off, and then it was mixed with anger. It was a very difficult few days, and I asked Archangel Michael, come in and help and lift up, and it didn't work for a couple of times. That's how off I was. And finally, I was able to bring some imbalance. So I want you to know that it's important to understand that even though these energy surges that are coming in are powerful and wonderful, they can cause some physical and emotional reactions. And it's part of our ascension. Think of it as being birthing pains, because literally our bodies are moving from a very dense, heavy structure into a much lighter, crystalline structure so we can ascend. But we are feeling these changes on various levels. So at this point, I want to remind you, and we talked about this, you can call upon Archangel Michael to assist you when you are feeling any difficulties with heavy emotions or pain, something really feeling off. Remember, Archangel Michael wields that sword, and you ask him to bring in the light and lift off the negative energy. And as you do this, you can find a visual if you want. As you imagine, you ask. So what I do is I repeat my request 3 times. Please bring in the light, lift off the negative frequencies. And I picture a bubble of light surrounding me and Archangel Michael pulling out the negativity from within. So I want to take a moment here, and I want to clear all of you right now, and this will be effective for anyone who listens to this broadcast at another time. So just take a couple of deep breaths for a minute there. And close your eyes. You can kind of search around if you want, anything blocked, anything uncomfortable. I call upon Archangel Michael, please come in. Surround each one of us with your powerful light. Encompass us with that light and with your sword. Remove any of the negative energies, any of the negative entities that may be surrounding or attached to us now. I call upon you again, Archangel Michael, come. Surround and fill us with light and love, and remove any negative entities or energies that may be attached. One more time, Archangel Michael, I request that you come in and with your powers surround us in light and love and remove any negative entities or energies that may be connected to us in any way. Thank you. So like any birth process, this is messy and there's going to be difficult moments. But I will say that in these days that have followed, the 12th, I've reached a level of lightness, a level of peace. I have more energy. I'm more positive. I'm happier, more optimistic than I've ever felt. I'm feeling up to engaging in the world again with this renewed enthusiasm that I haven't felt for a long, long time. This truly is a time of transformation and creation. And I will tell you right now, there's a lot going on. We are birthing into our new earth. And I want to remind you what this age of Aquarius is. It is the time when humanity takes control of the earth and its own destiny as its rightful heritage, with the destiny of humanity being the revelation of truth and the expansion of consciousness. So where do we find ourselves today, this week, this hot month of August? Yes, things have heated up, but I'm still, in spite of all the chaos, I'm feeling a positive shift. So I want to move to another thought. I talked about different things coming in at different times for us. And I know that this just didn't happen. All of this didn't just happen 5 or 10, even 10 years ago. This has been going on, and there's been a plan, and this opening and awakening has been on the books for a very long time. And in modern times, I see the 60s as a lot of that opening. So I look to right after John F. Kennedy gave us so much hope. And by the way, I was that little Polish girl standing in Derby, Connecticut in November just before his election with my babushka on, waiting for John F. Kennedy to come through our town. And my uncle went up and he was involved in the union and got to shake Kennedy's hand. So after that, after the assassination in 63, many things in the world started coming up to bring in messages to promote healing and guidance and awakening. And this week, I kept hearing this Beatles song in my head that was released in 1967. All You Need Is Love. And so I looked up the lyrics, and as I read it, I noted that the word love is repeated 9 times in a row. It's interesting to note that the number 9 is a symbol of completeness of God and also a symbol of finality. In the Bible, it means that God completed his creation and all his promises. Wow. 9 represents humans' earthly lesson, which is forgiveness. And number 9 learns selflessness and compassion. Very, very powerful symbols here, I would say. They're everywhere. They can be in the most insignificant places. But with timing, we're shown something. It points us in a direction. And I can't help but believe that this song, like many others, was guiding us forward and can still be guiding us forward now. So I want to use it in a little mini guided, kind of a, sort of like a guided meditation. So take a few minutes and take a couple of deep cleansing breaths, breathing in. And just releasing, one more, releasing fully, get a little comfortable. Now I want you to do a little more focused breath. This is called 4-4-16, the count of 16. David G. does this. We are going to breathe in through our nostrils, to the count of 4. Hold our breath for 4, slowly release fully to 4, and hold out to the count of 4. So I'd like you to do that 3 times now. Breathing in now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Nice deep breath, hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold out, 2, 3, 4, let's do that one more time, 2 more times, sorry. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold out, 2, 3, 4, one more time on your own count. Exhaling, holding and relax. And David G. recommends this for times of stress, anytime you want to bring yourself back to a homeostasis, shall we say. So all you need is love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. There's nothing you can know that isn't known. There's nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's nothing you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all. Love is patience. Love is compassion. Love is acceptance. Love is kindness. Love is respect. Love is total goodness. Love is forgiveness. And love is light. And I'd like to end with one of the channelings, a quote from one of the channelings I read yesterday or the other day. And I'm quoting here. I'm not sure. I think it was collective consciousness. Remember that you are a magnificent, multidimensional, divine being of light. You are embodied in a physical form that has learned to match the energy of this dimension. This 3D reality is a reality of unconscious limitation. Your ultimate goal is to wake up. Own your power as a human to make a difference by the energy that you offer the collective. Each and every time you shift your limited perspective to a perspective of wholeness, you are raising the collective consciousness. Every time you heal or transform a stale, limited belief, you are adding to the light of the collective consciousness every time. This planet is moving energetically to the fifth dimension. The negative, the darkness, the hatred, the disinformation is fighting to stay in control of the collective consciousness. And there are those who feed on these negative, misqualified emotions and energy. They do not want our planet of love and light. They do not want a collective of conscious beings who are thriving and honoring the wholeness. Unprecedented that entire global communities are shut down. Everything has stopped. This is what it has taken to get your full attention to the profound changes that you are being to call forth. When you shine a light upon darkness, it disappears. You are that light. You are the truth that stands before all the lies and misinformation that has been the moving negative force on this planet. Your imagination is your superpower. Envision a different scenario, all for the legions of light to support and assist you. Bless and uplift all the world leaders to awaken to the higher truths. We have as a collective infinite possibilities. And I am speaking to all of you listening today. We need, light workers can do what they do. The collective's other spiritual realms can do what they do. But we need to come together all to help create and bring this new world into being. That is what this is about. So I don't usually take much time at the end, but I do want to share with you what I'm offering. I spoke of the DNA reactivations, and I want to be a little clearer about this. These reactivations connect those 10 DNA strands that were disconnected thousands of years ago. And I explained some, and I want to reiterate that these strands, when they're reconnected, our chakras remain open so that we can access universal life force energy that flows into our chakras. What I found in all my work in 14 years, many, many people's chakras are entirely closed down, so their ability to heal on all levels is tremendously impaired. And this causes a great deal of physical and emotional dis-ease. And I want to liken it to, let's think of our throat being literally, being totally closed, blocked, so that we can't bring in any food. No food can go down our throat to feed our entire body on an energetic level. And we are totally energetic beings. We're way beyond physical. That's what's happening when your chakras are closed. We are blocking the life force energy from entering your body. We wonder why so many people are sick. They're not being fed. And this is a problem. And I do know that once the activations are complete, and I have followed many, many, many clients now, their chakras they may come in with diminished chakras. They might be closed a bit, but never closed down again, never. And that has been going on for the past, 3 years since I've been doing this work. So the thing I'd like to offer, my original cost was $80 per activation, and it takes 4 activations that I do remotely, obviously, and that's a total of $240. This is vital for us to assist, for me to assist in the healing of humanity. So I am offering a 50% discount to reactivate all strands, all 10 strands of the DNA. And I spread these 4 activations out over 4 weeks because I want to give the body a chance to integrate each one. And then I go in within about a week. It doesn't have to be a total week. And I do the second activation. So it takes 4 activations. And each time I go in, I proceed it with checking your chakras to observe where your chakras are. I go and recheck your chakras. Usually they pop right open after that. They don't stay open, but they pop open. And they do stay open for a bit. And then I do the same with the second, the same with the third. And once all the reactivations are complete, your chakras never will totally shut down. And they do open in and different openings. Some can be wider than others, depending upon what's going on with your state of well-being. So the final cost, $160, that's $40 for each reactivation. And I don't know, I'm also offering, if you want to do 2 payments of $80 each, that's totally acceptable. But I can be reached via my website, and my website is ReikiEmpowersHealing.com, and that's R-E-I-K-I, Empowers, E-M as in Mary, P-O-W-E-R-S, healing.com. And there you'll find my email address or phone number to access me. And then we can set up a payment via that. And I will work with each one of you individually, and I will give you feedback, and you will know when I begin, and you will know when I end, when I do each one, and then at the end you'll know when I do the final activation. So I'm hoping to help do that. We're lifting up our negative energies. I've shared that you have access to that. I also do, I'm still offering the spirit crossing, and from everything I recall, and I haven't explained it again, but we do get spirits attached, and I am still offering that for $45, a one-time cost from $45, and I used to charge over $200 for that work. And I do any ancestral attachments that you have in the form of spirits, they affect your health and well-being. And I, working with the spiritual realms, I am able to awaken those who haven't crossed over, and the spiritual realms assist me so that the spirits move on up and continue their journey up into pure spirit. And that frees you because they actually literally attach and feed off of you. And that's, I've been doing that work for several years now too. So I would like to end with these words. I want you to remember and say to yourself, I am worthy. I am valuable. I am loved. And I am love. And you all are. And it's time that everyone awakens to that ultimate truth. Because that is the overarching truth of all. And I am blessed. And I do want to close Sacred Space, which I haven't been doing. And I am simply going to close Sacred Space by acknowledging first, turning to the winds of the South, Great Serpent Sachamama, gratitude. To the winds of the West, Mother Jaguar, gratitude. To the winds of the North, Hummingbird, Grandmother and Grandfather, gratitude. To the winds of the East, Great Eagle, Woban and Condor, Pujan, gratitude. Pachamama, gratitude. Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, to the Star Nations, Great Spirit. Thank you for honoring us, for protecting us in this sacred space, and blessing us with all that you do. And in love and light, I say to each one of you, Namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.